Welcome to the Karate Shrimp Podcast. I'm your host, Sabrina Bleem. Join me in exploring all the ways we can perform better in life and martial arts. I'm getting really sick of the suck it up buttercup attitude in martial arts. I was raised to be tough. I was raised to keep my mouth shut, to be seen and not heard, to not be a whiner, to take my shots without tears, to get up after I fall down. I was absolutely raised like that, but I was also taught the value of empathy and compassion. I was taught that you can be tough and you can be compassionate and empathetic as well. You can be both. Far too many martial artists prioritize toughness at the expense of compassion. We want to be tough. We need to learn how to take a hit. Absolutely, these traits are valuable, but we also need to be able to meet people where they're at, and this requires compassion. Some people do really well with the suck it up buttercup attitude, but many people don't. It can be incredibly dismissive for someone who is struggling with fear or pain or exhaustion to hear another martial artist say, just suck it up. No compassion, no attempt to understand the reasons behind that person's struggle. Is this really the martial arts way, belittling people when they're struggling? If we value humility as much as we say we do as martial artists, doesn't this require a huge dose of compassion? Let me give you an example of the value of compassion in martial arts. I have a thank you card that I got from a karate student a few years back. If you're listening to this, Shane, thank you again for the card. You're awesome. I'm going to keep this forever. He gave this to me as a thank you for helping him when he was struggling. So he was training at the dojo that I was working at, and he was a really good kid. But he struggled with anxiety, and you know, he would enjoy classes and have a lot of fun, but whenever he had to perform in front of the class, he would get really, really anxious and shut down. And then he got invited to his very first belt test, his yellow belt test, and he was really, really excited to get that invitation until the day he had to test. So his dad brought him in that day, and this kid, he was terrified. He was crying. He refused to step on the mats. You know, we had, usually the kids would get a half an hour before the belt test to go on the mats and get prepared, to train, to practice, to go to the bathroom, that kind of thing before the test started. And he refused to even step on the mats. He just refused to be part of it. And it looked like he wasn't going to be able to test. And no one knew what to do. You know, his dad was trying to convince him, couldn't convince him. Our sensei was trying to convince him, couldn't convince him. Right? No one could get through to him. He was super anxious and couldn't calm down. And it looked like he wouldn't be able to do his test that day. So I stepped in. And just some backstory here, I was seen as kind of the dojo mom and the dojo counselor. People felt comfortable talking to me and the kids felt comfortable with me. And so our sensei would often look to me for, you know, in situations like this, when it was difficult or when there was a kid who came in and started karate and, you know, was struggling with things, with anxiety or whatever, our sensei would, you know, get me to work with them and I could usually help them. So I looked to my sensei like, you want me to step in? He's like, yeah. And so I stepped in and I started talking to him. And I talked to him about anxiety. And I talked to him about all the stuff that I had gone through and feeling anxious for every belt test I had ever done. And feeling nervous every time I had to perform. And making mistakes at every belt test I'd ever done. Right? And as I talked, he started to calm down a bit. I could see it. He was listening to me. And I was able to coax him onto the mat, just to the edge. I said, you know, just come onto the edge here. You know, you don't have to go all the way into the middle where all the kids are. Just hang out with me here. And so he stepped on the mat and I kept talking. And then when he started to feel safer with me, I encouraged him to come with me to the other end of the dojo. So the kids were practicing on one half and the other half was fairly empty. So I said, let's just go down there and hang out. You know, no pressure. We can just hang out. And so he came down there with me. And then I started practicing the things he needed for his test. And within a short period of time, I got him training with me. I got him going through everything he needed for his test. And I got him to do his belt test. So he joined in with everyone else right on time. No tears, no hesitation. You know, he was nervous, but he did the test and he did awesome. And then after the test, you know, both his dad and our sensei were totally grateful and shocked that I'd been able to do this. And our sensei, I remember he said to me, he said, I don't know how you did that. He said, I would never have been able to get him even on the mats, let alone testing. I would never have been able to do that in a million years. And I just said to them both, well, you just got to get them laughing. You know, when they're scared like that, when they're terrified like that, you just got to get them giggling. And that's exactly what I had done. And I knew from experience how to handle this kind of stuff. I knew from experience as a mother what it took to get my kids through anxiety. I knew from experience working with kids. I had been a beaver leader in Scouts Canada for a few years working with 5 to 7 year old boys, and stuff would come up. I knew how to handle that. I was always really good with kids. And I also knew from my own experience, being super shy as a kid, what it took to get through anxiety. And for me, humor is awesome as a coping mechanism. It still is for getting through the shit in my life. Humor is my go-to for handling things. So I did know all this stuff and I had all this experience with it, but mostly I knew what would work because I made the effort to meet that kid exactly where he was at and work from there. He was terrified. I could see that. And I knew that if I could get him giggling, if I could get him having fun again, you know, he could work through that fear and he could do his test. So I made our karate training together as ridiculous and goofy as I could. And it worked. Laughter got him through that fear. But it wasn't really the goofiness. Ultimately, it wasn't that. It was compassion. It was empathy. I could see how he was feeling, so I could figure out how to reach him. I could understand what he was going through, so I could figure out how to help him. If I had just told him, just suck it up, buttercup, I would have failed miserably. It wouldn't have worked. There's no way he would have done his test if I had taken that attitude. He would never have gotten on the mats. He would have never done what he did that day. There's no way. Toughen up was not the solution for him. Compassion was. And, you know, there are people who respond well to the toughen up thing. Absolutely. For some people, you could just say, hey, just be tough. You know, you can do this. Act like a black belt. Just push through. And for me, that totally works. I totally respond well to that attitude. But it doesn't work for everybody. And even so, even if you use that approach, you still need compassion and empathy to figure out if that's going to work with somebody. You still need compassion and empathy to figure out who will be motivated by the suck it up tactic and who will be motivated by a softer method. You need empathy both for the people who can handle the tough love as well as for the people who can't. You need to understand people and you need to meet them where they're at. Toughness and compassion, we can have both and we need both. That's how to help people and that's how to motivate people and that's how to keep the humanity in martial arts. Thank you for tuning in to the Karate Shrimp podcast. You can also find me on YouTube at The Karate Shrimp, as well as on my blog, www.thekarateshrimp.com. There you can find more resources, as well as online courses to help you perform better in life and martial arts. Feel free to share my content with anyone you know who could benefit from it. See you next time.